Most people assume burnout happens because they're doing too much, but I've learned that's not always the case. Sometimes burnout happens because we're doing too much without clarity. You're pouring out energy in 10 different directions, hoping something will stick, but none of it's actually moving things forward. You're working from a place of anxiety, and that's the real problem. Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith. Do you ever have those weeks where your brain just won't shut off? You wake up early and you're already behind. You're thinking about everything that's not done, everything that needs to be fixed, and somehow even when you're working nonstop, it still doesn't feel like enough. You tell yourself, if I can just get through this one thing, if I just push a little harder, it'll finally feel lighter. But it doesn't. You finish one thing and five more show up. And the harder you try to control it, the more out of control it starts to feel. You're not lazy. You're just tired, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And what you're feeling right now isn't failure. It's a sign. Because sometimes the most productive thing you can do isn't more. It is to stop. Most people assume burnout happens because they're doing too much. But I've learned that's not always the case. Sometimes burnout happens because we're doing too much without clarity. You're pouring out energy in 10 different directions, hoping something will stick. But none of it's actually moving things forward. You're working from a place of anxiety, and that's the real problem. When you're in that state, you can't see things clearly. You're reacting to everything instead of leading with intention. And it's not because you don't care, it's because you've been caring too much for too long. At some point, the most effective move isn't pushing harder. It's recognizing that you've reached your limit and choosing to pause before you lose perspective completely. That's not weakness, that's wisdom. And honestly, it's faith, because rest is what resets your mind. It gives you new perspective, a kind of clarity you can't access when you're running on empty. And if you're a business owner, if you don't get that new perspective, you're going to be spending the rest of your life working in your business and not actually growing it. And here's the thing, when you try to take that rest, you're going to feel guilty for slowing down. You'll convince yourself you're falling behind, but you're not. You're actually doing the only thing that will help you see straight again. And when you do, you'll realize God's been inviting you to this all along because he knows you can't hear him over the noise. A few weeks back, I went up to my cottage with a massive list of things I was going to get done. I was determined. I had it all planned out. I'm going to do content, strategy, and the list continued. But nothing worked. My brain was foggy and everything I was trying to do just felt heavier than it should have and nothing was clear. I kept trying to force it, thinking if I just powered through, the clarity would come, but it didn't. It just got worse. Eventually, I gave up and I just went to bed early, frustrated. And the next morning, I decided to wake up early and I was going to start my day with a walk and get right back to it. I walked down to the lake and everything was just so still and so beautiful. And as I walked, I felt God speak to my heart. And he said, you don't need to do more. You just need to be still. And in that moment, it hit me that the very clarity I was trying to chase through effort was waiting for me in rest. I didn't need new ideas or new strategies. I needed new perspective. And the second I stopped striving, peace came back. The ideas flowed again. Everything that felt stuck started to make sense. That's when I learned something that changed the way I work and lead. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is stop. When you rest or stop, you're not quitting, by the way. You're choosing clarity over chaos. It doesn't feel naturally, especially if you're someone who's built your life on productivity. And guess what? You're going to feel guilty for slowing down. You'll feel like you're falling behind. But what if that guilt is lying to you? What if it's the very thing keeping you stuck? Because again, I want to make this crystal clear. When you pause, when you step away from the noise, you create space for something powerful to happen, which comes through perspective. Rest brings clarity. It gives you vision you couldn't see while your head was buried in the work. And honestly, it shows you what really matters again, which is so important. You'll start seeing the ideas that actually move your business forward, not the ones that just keep you busy. You'll see the areas you've been wasting your energy on. And you'll probably realize you're doing way too much of the wrong thing. Now let's talk about the part that's actually harder to admit. Because rest just isn't physical, it's spiritual. When you refuse to rest, what you're really saying is, it's all on me to figure it out. And when you say it's all on you, you take God out of the picture. And that's why this isn't just about burnout. It's about trust. When you rest, you're saying, God, I believe you're still working while I'm not. You're saying, I trust you with the outcome, with the timeline, and what's out of my control. And Jesus modeled this perfectly. He literally slept on a boat during a storm, not because he didn't care, but because he trusted his Father completely. He knew he was safe. That same peace is available to you, but it requires letting go. It means releasing control, the endless checking, fixing, planning, and believing that God will still show up, that he's not waiting on your perfection to move, because he's never asked you to hold it all together. He's asked you to walk with him. And honestly, if you don't rest, your body and your mind will eventually force you to, which is a scary place. By then, it'll cost you more than a day off. You probably would have lost perspective and made really reactive decisions, and maybe you start resenting the very thing God called you to build. And that's not the life he wants for you. God's rest isn't punishment, it's protection. He calls you to rest because he loves you, because he knows what happens when you don't. You start relying on yourself, you start losing joy, and you start living in survival instead of partnership. And honestly, partnership is the whole point. That's the beauty of it, that we don't do this alone. When you take God out of the picture when building a business, it becomes very meaningless. I'm telling you right now, you've heard so many stories of these entrepreneurs and business owners that they reach the end and realize nothing about it had meaning. It was empty. So this is why it's really important right now to partner with God, and he'll bring purpose into each day. So I want to get more practical with rest, because it doesn't always mean disappearing for a week or even a weekend. Sometimes it's just an afternoon of stillness. It could be a morning walk with no agenda. It could be closing your laptop and saying, God, I trust you, and allowing yourself to stop. It's the act of remembering, I'm not the source, he is. And when you rest, you'll see how much he's been carrying you this whole time, because rest brings perspective, and perspective brings peace, and peace brings clarity. And that clarity will do more for your life and business than all the effort in the world. So here's my challenge to you. When that anxious voice starts saying, you don't have time, you have to do more, this is all going to fail if you don't show up, I want you to notice that is a voice of fear, not faith. And God never leads through fear. Rest is an act of faith. It's saying, I trust you enough to stop. And when you do, you'll start to realize you are never the one keeping it all together. So if you're running on empty right now, pause, breathe, and give yourself permission to rest.